Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. My wife Linda and I are good friends of Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ, and servants of the Kingdom of God. The other night, God the Father called us to the holiest of all because he wanted to tell us something. This is what he had to say to us. Demetrius, I know that you would like to wait, that there are other things that you would like to do there right now, but it is imperative that you pour my power out to your hometown of Ellsworth, Maine. It is necessary to give them all my power and glory, and to let them know that I desire to come there and make their town my earthly residence, to establish my earthly residence in their community. We are losing power. We need to replace that power desperately, and there is a good chance of raising that power in your former hometown. And if we can do it, we need to do it. So I ask you to make a message for them and pour my power out to them, to give them my power and glory. And I ask you to do this now. I ask that according to our traditions, you give my power and glory to the women of this community, and that your dear Alora give my power and glory to the men of this community. I ask you to pour out all we have to them, to give them all we have to give, so that in the hope that they will return it to us 100-fold, because we need their power and strength to overcome the evil that is sodomizing God's children and bring God's children back to the light. We cannot fail, because if we fail, mankind will be lost forever. The earth will wither and die. So I ask you, Demetrius, to go forth and do my will, to pour my power out to your friends and neighbors, in the hopes that they will return that power to us 100-fold and help us save my children. So according to the instructions that I have been given from God the Father, I now prepare to pour his power and glory out to the women of Ellsworth, Maine. I ask them to accept this power and glory, to open themselves, to accept God's wonder and glory, and to use it for the purposes that God intends. I ask you to relax. I ask you to listen to my voice, and to open yourselves to God, and to receive God's power and glory. I ask you to listen to this prayer, and repeat it after me, and receive that God wishes to send to you, his wonder and his glory. Few can receive it and use it effectively, but we need those few. Our Father, who art in heaven, glory be thy name. Thy wisdom come, thy glory done, on earth as it is in heaven. O holy Lord, divine light of love and truth, fill me with your glory, O Lord, that I may bestow on these others that your precious Son has bestowed on me. Let the power that he has put in me be passed on to these others. We are one. We are one body. We are one mind. We are one soul. We are one. We are one body. We are one mind. We are one soul. We are one. We are one body. We are one mind. We are one soul. I open myself completely to you, and you are open completely to me. I give you all that I am, all that I was, all that I will ever be. We are one now and forever. We are one body. We are one mind. We are one soul. What I have been given, I give completely to you. All that is within me is now within you. As God the Father has ordained, it is forever so. Take that which I have given you joyously, and keep it forever. For with that within you, you will forever be one with us. Amen. I have given you all that I am. I have given you all that God and His Son have given me. We are now one forever. Though we depart one from the other, we will never be apart, for each of us carries part of the glory and wonder of God, and we will be united forever. The power and the glory of God has now been bestowed on the women of Ellsworth, Maine. Now, my wife, Linda, who is called Alora in the kingdom of God, will bestow that power upon the men of Ellsworth.
Greetings. Speaker Linda Pauley here. According to the instructions that I have been given by God the Father, I now prepare to pour out His power and glory to the men of Ellsworth, Maine. I ask them to open themselves to me, to receive that God gives them, and to use it wisely for the purpose that God intends. Relax and repeat this prayer after me. Our Father who art in heaven, glory be thy name. Thy wisdom come, thy glory done, on earth as it is in heaven. O Holy Lord, divine light of love and truth, fill me with your glory, O Lord, that I may bestow on others that your precious Son has bestowed on me. Let the power that he has put in me be passed on to these others. We are one. We are one body. We are one mind. We are one soul. We are one. We are one body. We are one mind. We are one soul. We are one. We are one body. We are one mind. We are one soul. I open myself completely to you, and you are open completely to me. I give you all that I am, all that I was, all that I will ever be. We are one, now and forever. We are one body, we are one mind, we are one soul. What I have been given, I give completely to you. All that is within me is now within you. As God the Father has ordained, it is forever so. Take that which I have given you joyously and keep it forever. For that that is within you will forever make us one. Amen. I have given you all that I am, all that I have ever been, all that I will ever be. We are one, now and forever. Though we depart now from each other, we will never be apart, for each of us carries a part of the power and the glory of God forever, and it will always make us one. God be with you, one and all, and may you fulfill His desires and become the people that He needs. This concludes the message that God wanted us to give you. We pray that you receive it with thanksgiving and joy.